Our next case this evening is case number 12,538. Mark Foreman seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Reynolds Road, approximately 807 feet northwest of Zion Church Road. The 911 address is 12921 Reynolds Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 18. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed addition and HVAC. And I will also note that to date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
If you would please be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Mark Foreman, 12921 Reynolds Road, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I am seeking a variance of 5 feet into the 10-foot setback on the northeast side of my house with the hope of putting in a 2-car garage with a bedroom, bathroom, master suite sort of in the back. And right now I have a 19-foot wide garage planned, which would be tight for 2 cars. And my neighbors on that northeast side seem to be in agreement. They have sent a letter saying they're okay with that. And that's what I'm hoping to do. I have a septic in the back, so to put a detached garage back there, which some people in the neighborhood have done, I don't really have room. There's a mature tree back there, and my wife wants to leave, and the septic is on that side. So pretty much stuck to the northeast side. And if I was to move to the other side, I'm looking at having to put in another driveway and deal with a whole other trees. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. In your application that you filled out, you have five criteria. Could you go through those 5 criteria?
I did.
Yes. Could you read them?
Oh, sure.
Yes. One by one, please.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Number one, the uniqueness of property. My response was that the property boundary is kind of a parallelogram shape, and the dwelling is placed square to the front and back boundaries, so the angled setback is wider at the back of the addition and narrows towards the front or towards Reynolds Road. This unique shape, the existing septic field and a mature tree restricts the ability to place the addition further back on the property, which would be a detached garage. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. The request for variance is to promote the addition of an attached 2-car garage with bedroom, bathroom, and laundry room. The unique shape of the property, the existing septic field, and mature tree limits the ability to enable reasonable use of the property. Trying to do a 24-by-24-foot garage, and then behind that there would be a further bedroom bathroom suite. I have not planned that at this point because I didn't know whether I'd be looking at a 19-foot garage or how this would go, so I've kind of waited to get my plans, but I am working with an engineer and an architect who have helped, you know, get it in motion. So And I don't know if you have the updated one, but it was 5 foot at the front, and then I initially said two feet towards the rear of the addition. But in actuality, I do need the 5 feet going back because I'm probably going to put some sort of a compressor, air conditioner, most likely a split outside conditioner there. So that would, I would need that going back. And number three, this was not created by the applicant. I mean, this is the way this was all when I bought the house in 2019. So that's that. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's a quiet single-family residential neighborhood. Our design will complement the existing architecture and location of garages and additions that already exist in the neighborhood properties. The requested variance would not restrict or impair the development to our adjacent property and our neighbors, providing a letter of agreement to the request of the said variance. And the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible in the regulation in issue. And the variance requested is minimum that will afford relief safely placed standard with two-car garage.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I'm sorry?
Do you have anything you would like to add on top of what you've already said?
I don't think so. No.
Questions from the board?
Yeah, on your addition, new addition, that's going to be part of the first part is a garage.
Well, I think if it gets approved, I'm going to do the garage and the whole building would be from the front to the back would be about 45 feet long. So 24 feet would be the garage and then the other existing 20 feet would be a bedroom, bathroom, laundry room.
How are you going to tie that to your house?
So right at the end of the garage, well, the setback from the street back would mimic and be the same depth as the overhanging porch in the picture. Do you have this picture?
No, I don't think I had this one, but I got your plans of it in the deck. You got a deck behind your house, and
yes.
Then behind the deck is where your room, bedroom, and everything else is going to be, right?
Yeah, so when you come out of the corner of the existing house, there's a window there now. That's going to become a doorway.
Okay.
So you'll step out and left to the garage and right to a hallway, which would bring you to the master bedroom.
Okay.
And I think that we're actually looking at possibly enclosing part of the deck.
To tie everything together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how you had it all together.
Yeah, being back it's so far. A little tight there, but it can work.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
If this request is granted, you mentioned bedroom, bathroom, laundry area. Does your current septic system allow for that type of growth?
Yes, it does. Yeah, when we bought it, the septic had been upgraded for a three-bedroom, two-bath.
And you're currently, how big is your home now?
It is a two-bedroom, one-bath.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You had stated that the heating AC unit, you'd need that additional for that to be 5 feet. What I'm understanding from your 5 feet straight across instead of being two feet one way and five in the front.
Correct.
You want that. Could you not put that around the back of the building?
I could put it around the back of the building. Yeah, and I think it's going to be, I'm assuming you might be familiar, like with a split, so it's not like a central air type of thing. It's just an outside, smaller, narrower compressor, and it's sort of hard line right into a wall unit mounted on the wall, so.
I mean, that would be, that would save you there?
Yes, it would.
Do you have any steps protrude, that are going to protrude off any part of this out further into that variant?
No.
That variance more?
No.
Okay.
There's probably going to be, we had talked about putting a garage, a regular door on that side, but I don't think it would require steps to have that, because there's going to be a, there'll be a, you know, it's a single-story building, there is no basement right now, so I think there would probably be, if there are no steps, there might be just a landing, but if there were, had to be steps, which actually, I don't think there would be, because this would, you would drive into, no, there wouldn't be steps. So you could potentially put a door out that side, but it would encroach farther into that if you swung it out. If you swung it in, I guess you'd be all right. So I don't need a door on that side. So if you're asking, yeah, I won't request more for that.
I was concerned with the steps.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's a good point.
Change this.
Yeah, it would be ground level on the garage end of it, and I would not need any access on the bedroom, bathroom side. There would be no opening on that side.
Further questions?
Mr. Sharp, on the, and I'm asking, on the back right, it looks like he has a shed. Does that need a variance as well or no? Is that, or is that not a shed?
I can't. So, because that's less than 600 square feet, and that's subject to a 5-foot setback. Mr. Moore, I think, is looking at that right now. Make sure that I'm right on what I'm telling you, but I don't think that was the one that was called. I think it was simply for the proposed addition.
That is correct.
Yes, that is a shed.
Mr. Foreman, on your boundary survey plan, are they your drawings representing the new addition?
They are. The only thing I did was I it's M&K Design, Matt Dougherty helped me with this. But what I did was I angled it in from 5 feet, you know, to give us that 5 feet. So initially it was 5 in the front, and then because of the way the building sits, I would have had 8 feet in the back, therefore cutting in 2 feet in.
I have a concern because of it appears as though the new addition is hand-drawn. It also looks as though the angle of the home on the, I'm going to say the left-hand side, appears to cut back towards the back of the house. Maybe it's just a visual perception on my part. I'd be more comfortable if we had a set of drawings that showed how the addition was going to lay out on the site. You've indicated that you've worked with an architect and an engineer.
They have some drawings done, but I have not. You know, I contracted with them, paid the first 1/3, and we learned that we have to go and do this variance. So sure, whatever you guys need.
This is my personal concern is that seeing a site plan maybe more beneficial for me in order to be able to make a decision regarding the project itself.
That's fine.
That's just a comment.
Yep, no, I understand.
Questions? Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, to Dr. Carson's point, looking at the drawing, it appears that the kind of front portion of that addition will protrude protrude several feet further than the existing dwelling, is that correct? Yeah, I think your testimony was that it was going to match up kind of with the porch.
Yeah, the porch overhang, that's the setback. I think that's 40 foot. The front of the porch is a 40-foot setback from the road. So the front of the garage would meet that. It would be the same setback.
One of the things that we would, and staff may be able to do this, but on the survey that we have, it appears it shows it's 29.9 feet from the corner of that dwelling to the side property line. However, where this addition is going to go is going to come closer to the front yard, and that angle of your side yard would appear that the front north corner of that on the side there would be closer than 5 feet from your side property line. And one of the things that we try to do as the board is to, whenever possible, try to pin those so that we have an accurate dimension. And if we were to say 5 feet, I think you're probably going to go a little further than that based on at least this drawing here. If your building is going to be 24 feet as you've indicated.
Well, yeah, it would be, I understand what you're saying. So the front of the garage would be the same depth from the street as the overhang. So I see what you're saying. You're saying this drawing isn't started at the corner?
Yeah.
Essentially?
I mean, it's not a huge difference, but
I understand.
There is a part there that's going to be closer than that. So I wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay.
I think Dr. Parson may have been having that same concern just based on his comments. One thing I did want to know, you had indicated there's a septic. Approximately where in your rear yard is that septic?
It's just to the right of the deck, it comes to about 2.5 feet to the right of the deck.
Does that make it difficult to perhaps move the addition part more to the center because of the location of the septic?
Yeah, so the septic goes straight back pretty much almost to where the shed is, and it hangs a left. And the field goes over almost to the property line, actually. So that's where it was set in.
So a lot of your building envelope is taken up by that?
Yeah. And it's taken up going, you know, running back down the yard. So, and then on the other side, I looked at doing it on the other side, but there's a tree in the front yard and there's no driveway on that side. And it's.
This gives you a straight shot.
Gives me a straight shot, and it's sort of the existing driveway is there. So that's from what, you know, talking to the architect, the builder that I've talked to, everyone seems to be in agreement that that side of the house would be the most reasonable. So.
And just to piggyback off of the chair's question to you about the HVAC, you are not stating that that's going to be in the side yard setback. That would be within the building envelope.
That would be in the side yard setback. But as the chairman said, I could go to the back of the house.
Okay. Well, I guess the question before the board here is, are you asking for a variance from the side yard for the HVAC, or are you saying that the HVAC can comply?
The way I did it was that we decided that it would make sense to just give the 5 feet from the front to the back in case we wanted to put it on that side. So it would require a small pad. You know, they don't really pour it. It comes in like you put down a manual pad and then put the compressor on top of it.
But it's not going to be, it's going to be to the rear of the addition. It won't be between the addition and your neighbor.
It would be. Initially, we started to think that we would put it on the side by the neighbor. But then Mr. Williams said it could go to the back, which I'm not opposed to that.
Well, so, you do have to demonstrate that, you know, if you can comply, then you're supposed to comply. So, you know, to the extent you could put the HVAC in the building envelope if you were to do that?
I can do that.
All right, very good. I just want to make sure we're clear on that point.
Yes, clear.
All right. I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
I have one more question. Your blueprint was done in 10-6-2020 when your blueprint survey?
Yes, it was done when we bought the house.
Okay, and all you did was just mark that in?
Yes.
So the surveyor guy didn't do any of this at all?
No, the surveyor did not do, well, the surveyor did the existing dwelling, yes.
Yeah, okay, but the other part you just did yourself?
I didn't do it myself. I had Matt, M&K Design, he's over off of 16.
So how did he come up with, are you sure about the 5 foot and the 2 foot?
I'm sorry?
Are you sure about the 5 foot?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sure about the 5 foot and the 2 foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like Mr. Carson. I think we need another plan and showing just what's going on with this.
Mr. Sharp, just for me, and I tend to be, I'm in agreement with these two gentlemen also. Should we continue to go through favor and then at the very end?
Yeah, I think we should go through the hearing
process.
The board could, you know, if the board wanted to leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to provide a survey that our proposed site plan shows the proposed location of these structures, and leave it for that limited purpose, the board could certainly do that. But I think, you know, see if there's anyone here that wants to testify to the board. And I guess to that end, Mr. Foreman, if the board were to decide to leave it open, certainly the board has the option to do that. How long would you anticipate it would take for you to be able to obtain a survey? What we typically do is say provide that by a certain date, and we would try to put it on a future agenda. The board does meet twice a month, and just kind of get an idea from you how long it might take to get that.
So you want another survey or you want a site plan?
We would need a site plan that shows, you know, the pinned location as to where the structure would be placed on the property, and particularly what size variances we would need.
That's fine. Could I use the existing survey, which was done in 2020 when I bought the property, and have the drawings done on top of that or submitted with it?
We would need something that clearly shows where the corners of that are going to be from the side yard property line. I think that's going to be helpful to the board.
Okay.
And that may require, it may be beneficial to get up with True North Land Surveying, as he did the previous one, if they'd be able to assist with that. Certainly, just a drawing on top of the survey is kind of what we have now, and I think at least when we're hearing from Mr. Workman and Mr. Williams and Dr. Carson, perhaps Mr. Hastings and Mr. Foreman would agree. I think the board typically likes to see something that shows what is proposed in a survey or site plan type format.
Understood. Basically it was saying just show up with the survey. That's what I was instructed. So, but that's fine. Whatever you guys need, I'm happy to do. We can do that.
Yeah. The question that I had was, do you have an approximate time how long it might take for you to obtain that?
Well, the drawing for the building shouldn't take very long at all, but if I need to get True North involved, I'm assuming they'd be able to do it within a couple of weeks. I don't know. I could certainly reach out to them tomorrow.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, anyone on the line who's in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial five-star. There is no one on the line at this time who would like to make a comment.
Thank you. Mr. Sharp, so I could still answer any other questions. I could close the public hearing, or should I leave it open?
You can close the public hearing. Whatever the motion is, could be as far
left
as
open for that specific purpose.
That's right.
Okay. Any other questions? No other questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion, and Mr. Sharp, you might have to help me with this, that we leave the record open for the purpose of the applicant bringing us a proposed site plan and give him up to 60 days to do that.
And then after it's been submitted, put it on the agenda?
After it's been submitted, put on the agenda at the next available time, I guess.
And it's for that limited purpose only, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12538 will be left open for the purpose of a site plan that is to be handed in within 60 days and will be put on the next available meeting.
What that means is get up with your surveyor, get that site plan into the office, and then the board meets twice a month. Mm-hmm. So after it's submitted, depending on when it falls in, we have FOIA requirements for me as far as getting it on the agenda. If it comes in, we'll get it on the next available agenda that we can. Staff will let you know about that.
And you want me like to have me here for that?
You can be here, but it's really just going to be a discussion and vote. At that point, the record hasn't been left open.
Okay.
I think you've given a lot of testimony tonight, so.
Okay. I mean, if I can, I will be here, but either way.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Gotcha.
And you could certainly participate. I think, at least for the foreseeable future, we're going to be doing the online call-ins as well, but certainly even before then, we were doing, you know, availability to watch online. So if one or need to be able to come in, you can do that.
Great. All set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next case.